Here we are, back at the table of the Lord. That which Jesus instituted for us, that we might constantly resort unto it, that through the elements of the blood and the broken bread, that through the elements of the wine and the broken bread, which represent his blood and his body, through which we do remember Jesus. That's what this activity entails. It does not require one to qualify in terms of worthiness for one to participate. We are, however, at this table to discern what these elements mean. And if you will, this is a continuation of this morning's message. The 14th verse of Hebrews 9 says of Christ, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve a living God? In the 19th verse of the 10th chapter, let's go to the 16th verse, where Paul is quoting from Jeremiah, and he says, this is the covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, having therefore, brothers and sisters, boldness, liberty, freely speaking, having therefore this condition, liberty to enter into the holiest. How? One way. By the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way, which he has consecrated, has made new for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled sprinkled from an evil conscience. And our bodies washed with pure water. In his great purpose for us in Christ Jesus. As oft as we come to this table, would consistently remind us and give. Or, as he puts it, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. When we come to this table, we remember Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Who by himself purged our sins, that God would remember them no more. The perception at this table that we through this cup do have, which represents the blood of Jesus, of which earlier in this Hebrew letter said, by himself. That is, not with our cooperation, that is, not with our examining ourselves to see whether we're worthy. The declaration is plain and simple that by himself, Jesus purged us from our sins. He gets all the credit. Not unto us, the psalmist said, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy truth, that is, by himself he purged our sins. For thy truth and thy mercy's sake, for thy grace's sake. Through this cup we understand Jesus did it all. He did it once. And having done it once, he said, it is finished. Glorious is the good news of God that we have in Christ Jesus. Having full assurance of faith, make no mistake about it. This table is a faith action, and By discerning Jesus did it, we faithfully, or do by faith, take this cup. And speaking boldly, because God said it, we have our evil consciences purged, and the new mind, which looks with thanksgiving to God and gives all glory to Him. Take the cup in Jesus. Amen. There's two elements. This bread also Christ used to further or to tell us of even the more that He has done for us. Not only will, because of what Christ did, will God not remember our sins, but wholeness and wellness of our fleshly bodies did He add through the promise that with His stripes we were healed. Some of you who might be sick, as you take this bread, you can say with boldness through the full assurance of faith in discerning what Christ has done, can say with